All right, let's see if we can begin our next hearing. Council and Mr. Allen, if you turn on your audio and your video, we'll see if we can begin. Okay, well, this is a little unusual because I'm announcing a case that has been closed with prejudice, but the Attorney General's office has asked for a hearing, and I thought it was appropriate because there have been a number of filings that have been filed by Mr. Allen. So we're addressing State of Utah versus Mark Allen, the case number 211401656. We have Mr. Greg Peterson here on behalf of the state, the Attorney General's office. Mr. Mark Allen's here hearing on his own behalf. Mr. Peterson and Mr. Allen, again, this case is closed with prejudice. And so I'm going to start by addressing Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen, you filed a number of pleadings in the case. I can't receive them. This case is closed with prejudice. I don't have any authority to issue any rulings. So any document that you file with a motion in this case, I can't even look at it. The only thing I can do with it is set it aside. I can't even file it in a closed case. And so I'm setting this hearing today. I don't want you to interrupt me now. I'll give you a chance to speak. I'm setting this hearing today to let you know that you can't keep filing matters in a closed case. And anything you file from here on forward is going to go basically in a trash can because I can't file it in a closed case. I can't. There's no authority for me to file matters in a closed case with prejudice. That means it cannot be reopened. Go ahead.
By what authority did you allow this status hearing to take place then?
To ask you to please stop filing.
No, but it was a Mr. Peterson. By what authority is he making an appearance today?
Is Mr. Peterson? I don't, because he saw the filings. I noticed the filings. I decided that I wanted to explain.
He requested the hearing, Your Honor, not you. I would like to read a statement into the court if I could uninterrupted.
Go ahead.
It'll be about 5 minutes. Before we proceed further today, I need to place several critical points clearly and explicitly on record. I'm requesting uninterrupted time to read my statement. First, the state has stipulated to dismissal with prejudice. Once a dismissal with prejudice has been entered, jurisdiction ends. If the state appearance today is strictly to view this administrative status hearing solely to support the signing of previously submitted orders, including the dismissal to dismiss, which has gone remained unsigned since September 2024. If the state's making an appearance to make an apology for 3 years of wrongful prosecution and double jeopardy violations, I will give Mr. Peterson a couple minutes to speak to that narrow issue, the conclusion of my statement. Any attempt beyond this narrow scope is left as a violation of both state and federal law, constituting continued harassment and civil rights violations. Second, it must be explicitly stated and recognized that there never has been a valid stalking issued against me. Despite this awareness of facts in the record, multiple prosecutors, including but not limited to Attorney Albert Prano, Lance Bastian, Craig Peterson, Lori Holmes.
I am going to interrupt you, Mr. Allen.
This is for preservation of the record, Your Honor.
We're going into the facts of a case that has been closed. It doesn't make any sense for you to read this into the record. It's closed with prejudice. That means it cannot be reopened.
I'm not asking for it to be reopened, Your Honor. I'm asking for administrative.
Turn off his sound, Sean. Thank you. I've turned off your sound because you continue to interrupt the court. All of the things that you're requesting I can do nothing with, because this case is closed with prejudice. Now, what you can do is file a separate action and file any of the things that you have filed. You're allowed to do that, but I can't receive them in this case, and I'm not going to receive your statement about facts in the case when the case has been closed. And so I'm just letting you know that anything you file in this case, I cannot rule on. It cannot be served. I cannot issue subpoenas. I have no jurisdiction, as you indicated earlier, to do anything on this case. And so it's going to stay in that closed case status with prejudice. Now, if it was done without prejudice, someone could refile another case and it could be reopened. But this case is closed with prejudice. If you want to follow up with a separate case and request subpoenas and all the things you're requesting in many of these motions, you have that right to file it. And if it gets assigned to me, I'll rule on them. But I'm not going to entertain statements about a case that is closed and facts about a case that is closed. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to reiterate, if you continue to file matters in this case, I'm not going to entertain them. In addition to that, I'm going to have to look at Rule 83 and decide whether or not I should file a vexatious litigant status. Now, I honestly wonder about that, because I think, how can you be a vexatious litigant in a case that's been closed? So I'm doing a little research on it, but I'm trying to get you to understand, I'm not your enemy. I can't do anything on any of the motions you filed before this court in this case. You can unmute Mr. Allen.
Your Honor, you have not signed the dismissal from September of 2024, and I'm just merely trying to preserve the record for a DOJ federal investigation. So this has been elevated to the DOJ. It landed on Pam Bondi's desk yesterday. My congressman's watching it. If you don't allow the preservation of records, where's the chain of command on the Zoom recording screens?
There's no record to be laid in a closed case, and so I'm not going to do that.
I'm asking for preservation of the record.
So I'm not allowing you to preserve a record on a case that's closed. I'm denying that request. Now, if you want to raise that with the Attorney General's Office of the United States, you're welcome to do that.
I believe that's an 18-242 violation, correct? And a 15-19 violation. You're aware of that.
I'm not responding to that, and it's an invalid question based on what we're doing today. And so, Mr. Peterson, is there anything you want to add before we close this hearing?
No, Your Honor.
This was a status hearing.
I said it because I wanted to explain in person, because we've asked you to stop filing.
You have not signed my order from September of 2024, Your Honor.
And I'm not going to sign it. This case is closed.
It can't be closed without an administrative judicial signature of my order. You told me this was a contract. Yeah. You made a contract with me. You prepared the order. I'll sign it.
I did no such thing, and we're going to close
this
hearing.
It's in the transcript, Your Honor.
You understand it, Sean, if you mute Mr. Allen. I'm not going to hold another hearing in this case. This matter is closed. I was hoping I'd have an opportunity to explain to you why we couldn't receive your filings, because you're filing it in a case that's been closed with prejudice. And so that's the end of this hearing today. Thank you for appearing. This hearing will be concluded.
Thank you, Your Honor.